85058. Right, do you consider yourself an angry person? I've been getting lots of texts from you about what makes you angry, and you seem a pretty angry bunch. Let me just do some of those in a moment. We're talking about this because the comedian Griff Rhys-Jones thinks we're in the grip of an unprecedented worldwide plague of violent rage, his words. And he's made a show that's going out on BBC Two tomorrow night to prove his point. David Wolfson is an anger management expert from angerplanet.co.uk. Hello, David.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Is Griff right, do you think?
Well, I haven't seen the show.
That point, though, I made there, that he thinks we're in the grip of an unprecedented worldwide plague of violent rage.
Well, what I suspect is that Griff has discovered a lot about his own anger. And once you discover about your own anger, the world looks very, very different. Because a lot of people stereotype anger. They see it as something bad, something as something shameful. And in fact, it can be a very powerful force for self-development and self-discovery.
Focusing on this country, do you think that people you come across, obviously you work with people, speak to people, are we getting angry? Is there a problem at the moment? Has the situation changed at all?
No, I think it's. I wouldn't even look at anger in those terms, because anger is just a feeling. And what we tend to talk about in these radio discussions is the behaviour that manifests from anger, the inappropriate behaviour, which is the road rage, people losing it, people shouting, kicking, jumping, whatever they do. And certainly there are a lot of manifestations of anger, because there is cultural anger. There's cultural anger which is to do with what's going on in the greater society, fear about your job, fear about your family, fear about money, all those things. But anger itself is just a feeling, and I'll keep saying this, it has a bad reputation. And actually, if I'm feeling angry, I do have some choices around what I do with it. I don't have to act it out in a way which is oppressive or offensive to you. And really, my work is about helping people come to terms with anger as a feeling to stop beating themselves up.
Well, I think that's very interesting, but it's about when you say you have a choice, I guess you have to make people realise they have a choice, because for a lot of people, anger, it's an instinctive thing. And when you get angry, it's as if you're not fully in control. You're not rational, are you? And you're not in a position where you really feel like making choices. You simply want to make a point, often a maybe a hurtful point, but you just want to do it.
Well, usually when someone's angry, they want to punish someone else for how they're feeling. So if I'm angry about something, if I'm feeling hurt, or I'm feeling ashamed about something, I'm scared of something, I start to feel I'm very powerless and I've got no choices. And then I'll pick on something or someone, whether it's a speed camera or a bollard or a person in a pub, and I'll attempt to punish them for how I'm feeling. It's a very typical angry behaviour. And it's played out a lot in relationships of all sorts.
Okay, I